Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good afternoon. The time right now is 6:31 p.m. It is a Wednesday evening right here on Blake Radio, and you're listening to Rainbow Soul. And my name is Sugar, and I'm joined by my co-host, Spice. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Spice.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful day.
Yep. Well, what did you do today? It was a really cool day out there. This is the kind of weather I enjoy. Monday and Tuesday, a bit too hot, too early.
See, that's fine. We are so different. Oh my God, I don't like the hot or the cold. But you say you like it when it's cool like this. I don't like that either. I like for it to be a little bit warmer than this, that I can relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, I like the cool weather. I guess it's, you know, coming from Africa, we have hot weather, but it's not boiling like it is here. It's so early already. It's not even June, July. It was already 90 degrees on Monday. That was more than enough heat.
Well, it was the naked people over in Harlem. They thought it was summer already.
Mm. I'm sure about that.
Yeah, they're going to be sneezing and in the hospital and everything. They better be careful.
Well, it's been an interesting week. Lots has happened in Celebrityville. You know, the biggest thing that lots of people are talking about is Angelina Jolie and, what's his name, Brad Pitt?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wow, she's walking around with like $1 million on her little finger.
Five million.
Oh, when I grow up, I want to be just like her.
$5 million. You know, they said that actually Brad proposed to her in front of all the kids.
He had all the kids.
And he gave her this little box, and she just broke down and cried.
I know she did. I know. That's nice.
Well, you know, people are still asking, what does Jennifer Aniston think about this? And, you know, like, I wish people would just let this be. Jennifer Aniston has moved on. She's got a new love. She's like, I wish them my best. You know, I think nowadays people haven't got over the fact that Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt aren't together. I think they've moved on. It's everyone else who's, not everyone, but some people who are still stuck in that phase.
Yeah, they need to get over it and let it go.
Yeah.
That's how life is. You have to move on quickly and do what you feel is going to make you happy for your only one life that you have to live.
That's very true. In other news, breaking news is actually Dick Clark passed away.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know. Wow, I need to come out of the world that I'm in and start looking around and reading some papers or something.
Where have you been?
Oh, that's so new to me. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Where have you been? Well, anyway, he passed away today. Apparently he went in to have, they said a minor procedure done, and he had, I think it was a stroke or a heart attack, and he died.
Wow.
You know, people are saying it's such, there's so many people have tweeted about it, and, you know, it's really a big loss in the industry.
I know. Because he's been out there for many, many years.
Yeah. He really, really has. So our condolences go out to the Clark family on the passing of Dick Clark. You know, the sad thing, but which is also very true, is that everybody has to go. You know, he's just lucky that he lived to be the age of 82.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, yeah. Sometime, you know, people might say it's been insensitive or whatever the case is, but, you know, truth be told, we're all going to have to cross that road.
Of course, and nothing is forever, absolutely nothing. Relationships are not forever, you're not forever, I'm not forever. Nothing is forever. Everything now is like, it's temporary, and enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, that's very, very,
very
true.
Oh, yeah, let me ask you something. Have you heard that Miss Kim Kardashian is running for governor of some town, someplace in California?
Ooh, you really got me going there, because that was going to be my next thing.
Stars, oh, my stars, will they ever, ever go away?
So listen to what they're saying. Kim Kardashian is to run for mayor of Glendale in California. Apparently, you know, because she's Armenian, her heritage is Armenian. So they said there's a lot of Armenian people that are in Glendale, and they actually would support her. But this is supposed to be like in 2017 or something.
What does she know about politics? Is she going to go to a politics school or what?
Listen, who knows? But apparently her ex-husband said nothing that she does, like, wouldn't surprise him. I mean, like, she would do anything. She would do anything to stay in the limelight. What do you think of that? Do you think that's true, these Kardashians?
I think that is so absolutely true. But the thing about it is they don't even have to go all out like that. They're just automatic in your head because they just here, there, and everywhere.
You turn on the TV, you see some reality show about the Kardashians,
All the time.
Oh, well, Chris Humphrey says nothing that Kim does surprises him, but he knows that, you know, like, for real? For real, Kim Kardashian? I mean, like, honestly?
Hey, like I said, you only got one life. So if that's going to make you happy, turn you on, go for it, girlfriend, go for it.
Listen, what about the Housewives of Atlanta? Oh, my goodness, it's heating up there. So last week, Sunday, was part one of their reunion show. It was hot as hell in that place.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. So anyway, remember last week I was telling you that Sheree, one of the girls from Atlanta, from the show, apparently NeNe wanted her off the show. So the producers fired her. So anyway, I was watching it last week, and I was like, I'm not really a big NeNe fan. I was in the beginning, but seeing that, you know, people's heads have gone so big that they cannot even fit into a room.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm just like over her, whatever. But anyway, I felt so sorry for her because, you know, they were doing this reunion show and all the ladies actually have to sit together. And Sheree, like, I couldn't even believe it. That was like such a low blow. She picked on her kids. Like, my thing is, like, pick on the show. Pick on the ladies themselves. But don't go to the kids.
Yeah, but why are they stooping so low? What is that? What is
that was
about?
My thing. And I was so against the whole fact that, you know, getting Sheree fired, like NeNe was getting her fired. But when I saw, like, how low she went, way below the belt on picking on her kids and saying, you know, the kids are products of their parents and, like, basically blaming NeNe for the fact that her son was actually arrested for stealing from Walmart.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, that was a low blow.
So let me ask you a question. If you were in her case, I mean, you know, in her situation, NeNe, I'm talking about, how would you feel taking bread out of a person, out of a whole entire family's mouth? Not to mention that she'll probably eventually have something else or get something else to do to get paid.
But I just wouldn't feel right knowing that I have taken candy from the baby out of the baby's mouth. That's just that don't go well with me at all.
You know, like what you're saying, yes, there is some truth to that. And, you know, I would feel bad, but, I don't know. That's a real tough one.
Yeah, does money change people like that? Does it make you, like, go south when you really should be going north? Because, you know, things is here today. All these materialistic things, this money, if you don't manage it well, you'll be broke. And the people that watch you go up will watch your behind come right on back down, and then you'll be humble. So wouldn't you think that you should really be nice because you never know what's going to happen in your situation?
Yeah. I agree with that. But, I don't know. Well, anyway, at the end of the day, Sheree is no more part of the show.
Mm.
She said the show is going in a totally different direction to where she actually wants to be. She wants to be in something positive. But apparently she was actually fired from the show because of her demands. She was demanding more money. She was demanding. She apparently had diva qualities. I mean, hello.
But I don't understand. If they're all doing the same thing, they all hired, and some get paid much more than the other one. What is that person or the one that's getting the highest salary? What is she doing that everybody else is not doing?
I guess, like, being the most famous one, I guess with that their heads grow. People want to see more of the drama. Well, Nene. I'm talking about in a lot of the reality, the housewife franchise business, like a lot of them, there's always one favorite. And I guess with that one favorite, people like to see the craziness. You know, people like to see the hot mess that's going on.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what makes them feel as though they're more in demand, which makes them get more money, which brings better ratings to the network. I don't know.
How will they be able to graduate? Like, okay, they're at a salary right now. So as the show go on and as the situation go on and on and on, will their salary go up and catch up to the highest? Or what do they have to do in order to get more money?
I do not have any idea what Bravo is doing. I am now on Blake Radio Rainbow Soul. Oh, Lord. You're getting me into big trouble here. Oh, God. Well, anyway, let's just keep it moving. Also on Real Housewives, the other girl, Kim, apparently she has also been fired from the show.
Yes.
And that was very surprising. Kim, the only white lady.
Oh, yeah. Why would they do that?
Well, I don't know. We'll see in the next couple of weeks to come.
We got to look some more gossip columns, yeah?
Yeah. Also, Madonna apparently has addressed the fact that her daughter was actually caught smoking. I think it was last week or the week before.
Smoking what?
Smoking a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's her 15-year-old daughter that was caught smoking, and they asked her about it. She's like, look, listen, I don't encourage smoking. It's something which I regard as a very bad habit. Maybe I need to be a little bit stricter on my kids. Like, and then, you know, she was asked, but in one of your videos, there's a clip of you smoking. She was like, yeah, that's for a video. You know, it's not, she doesn't smoke.
Right, that's uncool.
So, you know, what do you think of this new law that's coming into New York about people aren't allowed to smoke in their apartment buildings?
Oh, that's the most ridiculous I've heard. But I'm not a smoker. Don't get it twisted. I don't like smoking, and I wish nobody would smoke. You know, I mean, it's a cancer stick. You know, you're walking around. But I'll say if you can't smoke in the restaurant, you can't smoke in a bar, you can't smoke on the where can you smoke at? Where will there be a designated spot for people to actually fulfill their need for a cigarette? Where can they go? If they can't go in their house, where can they go?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, like, people are really...
out of their houses. Woo. What are they going to do, have cameras in there checking everybody out, making sure, or they're going to put the alarm system in everybody's house, and once they light up a cigarette, it's going to beep, beep, beep in the police, in the precinct? I don't understand.
What's your deal? Today you're rapping.
I don't understand. I'm just trying to understand why people do the things that
no.
All these crazy rules for people to try to abide by when it's
no,
just
I'm,
not.
No, I mean like you're really rapping. Like I want. Are you trying out? Is like Snoop Dogg listening to us today? Like are you trying
yeah,
to get a record deal? It's like da 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 da. All right.
Oh my goodness.
No, it's all the excitement. It's good. It's good. It's good. So you know they really serious about having this law in effect, and they're saying because you know people smoking in their apartments, and people are smoking in their apartments,
okay.
And the walls are thin, and like just coming up with so many issues why people shouldn't smoke. But this is my thing: if you continue to sell it. And you know it's so bad. You know it causes all sorts of cancer. You know it causes hundreds of different things. You know, smoking is really bad.
It is.
You continue to sell it. Like, what's the deal? Like, I don't know. I'm just not for that whole thing. I'm also not a smoker. I was a smoker, but, I mean, like, it's really silly. It's crazy what people are trying to make people do.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly my sentiments. Exactly.
It's
out
really,
of order.
Really, really crazy. All right. And hey, listen to this. So apparently, Kanye West is apparently a beater. He beats women.
Did he beat Kim?
Well, who knows for sure if that was too media.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't want to even say what I want to say, but ew, if they're together, ew. Ugh. But
yeah,
anyway,
what?
Listen, so apparently they're saying that Kanye West's ex claim he's a woman beater. Both Amber, the girl he used to date, and his ex-fiance, her name is Alexis, she's a really pretty black lady. Apparently they say that he put their hands on both of them.
Wow.
I know.
Well, about what we hear that these people are doing behind these closed doors.
I'm telling you, it's going on in Celebrityville. It really, really, really is. Also in other news, Britney Spears, listen to this, was offered $15 million. For next season to be a judge on Simon Cowell's X Factor.
$15
million.
I hear it. Is that under contract for how long?
Well, it's just for the season.
Oh, okay.
It's just for like one season.
That is, I would do it. Yes, I would. I'd do it for five. Hello.
I hear that too. But, you know, that is actually, they were actually saying before Whitney Houston had passed away that they were considering that role. She was one of the candidates for that role as well, a judge on The X Factor.
Oh, that's nice. That would have been nice.
So that would have been some nice cash, right? Nice change for her.
I would have looked at it.
I'm sure. So what happened with Dancing with the Stars? Because, you know, I know that's your show. Who was kicked off?
I forgot the guy's name. He said
I think it was the DeGraw guy, Gavin DeGraw or something.
Yes, it was. He did a good job though. You know, I mean, he came along. He was like a Virginia Slim. He came a long way, you know, from not being a dancer at all to what he's now learned how to do. I hope he continues.
Yeah.
Because practice makes perfect. So he came a long way, but Jill, how you pronounce his name? Jill, the black guy. What's
girl,
his name?
I don't know. I don't watch the show.
Oh my God.
Is he the only black guy? Is he one of the black guys?
He's the only black guy. I didn't see no. Oh no, it's two of them.
The one that played on the comedy show with the high water pants.
What's
his
name? Oh, Urkel. Okay, Urkel.
Oh, that's the name I was trying to remember. He's good. He's really good. He got it down to a science. Also, the other guy does too. I mean, they all are so good. I thought that Gladys was going to be the one to go, but you know, Gladys is old.
I knew she would be.
She got a lot of fans, so they voted her back in. She's still there.
I knew she wouldn't be. I mean, could they really kick two black people off back-to-back?
Yes, they can if they're not doing
time. I don't think so.
Yes, they can. And yes,
oh, God, I don't think so.
Well, if
you got, and this dancing with the stars.
In order to win, somebody has to lose, okay? Everybody can be a
yes.
winner.
No, I fully agree with that. All right, y'all, the time right now is 6:50, and you're listening to Blake Radio right here on Rainbow Soul. We're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to be right back. This is music by Gerald Levert, and it's A Rose. I mean, yeah, A Rose. Can You Call A Rose by Any Other Name? All right, so we're back right here on Blake Radio Network, and you're listening to Rainbow Soul. And you're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show right here, and the time right now is 6:56 p.m. It is, for me, a beautiful, beautiful evening. I don't know about what...
Do I beg to differ with you? It's an okay evening. It could be better with a little bit more.
I was just going to say, I don't know what you're going to say, but to me, it's beautiful. I love the cool breeze going. Can you just see? I'm just like an isle. You know what? Sometimes I think I should have been born in the islands, but hey, living off the coast in Africa, this is the kind of cool weather we love.
Oh, my God. I have to go over there one day by God's grace. I'm going to get there. I'm going to figure out what it is you whoopie-dooing about.
Oh, yeah. So don't forget, you can catch us here every Wednesday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Every Wednesday you can catch the Sugar and Spice Show, where we bring you the latest in celebrity gossip. You know I love the gossip. we also do the... Yes, the star signs.
I like to hear you say, go ahead, say the Northeast star signs.
What? What do you mean? We also do the naughty star signs.
See?
You so silly. Silly.
Thank you very much.
We also do the celebrity, the naughty celebrity. I mean, you girl, you have me all confused. You're messing with my brain. We do this. We do the naughty star signs as well as a hot topic for the evening, which tonight we're talking about forgiveness, which we'll be talking about in a couple of minutes. We're talking about forgiveness, you know, something which is a little bit harder for others to do. Some people can't really get there. It might take a minute, but anyway, that's going to be coming up in a few minutes or so. But right now we have... The star sign, this is actually our last week where we will be covering the star sign of Aries. Aries. This is what they say about you. Aries is from March 21st to April 19th. They say, as fire can be a fleeting thing, so can be the friendship of a ram. If you want to call up an Aries for a night on the town, you'll have an exciting companion for the evening. But don't try to make plans for next week. This sign needs variety in their friendship. If one group of people can't keep up with their constantly changing interests, they'll move on to new friends. Not that they ever lack for companionship. The ram is well-liked for their edge. So making new friends is never a big problem. Friends are nice, but not exactly necessary for the independent Aries who doesn't need a big group to have fun. When they are in one, though, their competitive nature is liable to get the better of them. Don't try to borrow even a cup of sugar from this one. Ruled by the first house of selfishness can sometimes take the upper hand when it comes to a choice between people and possessions. On the other hand, the ram can be very warm towards their friends. As long as Aries feels that they are the number one friend in your life, you can count on them to have an exciting, brief whirlwind of fun.
Wow.
You know, like I always say about this, you know, my mom's sign is Aries. And whenever I go through, like, the characteristics of the Aries, what they say here, I am always measuring my mom to the what they say. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I don't know. My mom's not selfish. I don't think she is.
Maybe not.
She's not. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
well, you know, different folks for different folks. You don't treat everybody the same. You can have a couple of girlfriends, but you're going to treat one a little bit better than the other. You're going to tell one the secret, and you're not going to tell the other one. You know, so it's like that. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, and then they all also say here about Aries, the liar. They say they're outgoing. They call them lovable, spontaneous, not one to mess with. They are supposed to be extremely sexy people.
Mm.
Oh, my God. What am I thinking of, my mother? Excellent kisses. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And then they say they also love being in long relationships. Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, it must be true. My mom and dad are actually married for, like, I think it's 40-something years, 46 or 47 years. Yeah.
God, that's a good, ooh, that's fun.
Yep, they are married quite long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to ask them what's their secret when I see them in a couple of months' time.
Yeah.
So the perfect match for an Aries is a Leo or Sagittarius. The nearly perfect partner is a Gemini or an Aquarius. Like-minded souls is an Aries. Opposites you're attracted to is a Virgo or a Scorpio. So you heard, you are an opposite attraction for an Aries, Miss Spice.
Oh, okay.
Learn from your differences is a Pisces or a Taurus. Not your destiny is a Cancer or a Capricorn. That is so funny because, what is my dad? He's late January. And then after that, astrological hell is a Libra. So that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my dad is an Aquarius. I have to look at this. Aquarius. Oh, Aquarius and Aries is a nearly perfect match. So they're pretty good. They're okay. They're good. They're good.
They're
good. What you said?
They're not good. They're perfect almost. Shoot.
I hear that. I hear that. Wow. So, you know, like next month is going to be, what is next month? Aquarius. Is it, is it Aquarius?
It's not Taurus the bull.
It's
no.
Taurus. You're right. It's Taurus. Next month is this week, the end of this week is Taurus. And we're going to be talking about the bull.
Yeah.
Ooh, and listen to what, I'm just going to give you a little bit tease of what they say. They say, when they say they're your best friend forever, the bull means it. They take childhood friendship out seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and still have the other half of their charm necklace in which are inscribed the words, best friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, their friendship stands the test of time. Wow. This sounds like a good friend to have. They say that they are constant, they steady, they loyal, they devoted.
Yep.
This friend will stand by you through life.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to call someone to pick you up in the middle of a snowy night because your car broke down, Taurus will be there in a flash.
Yep.
Hot cocoa in a gloved hand. Be warned, though. This is only if you're proven yourself to be a loyal friend to them, as they are to you. Wow.
Huh?
It's a case of them scratching your back if you scratch theirs.
That's the way
Taurus makes a steady friend. But be careful not to arouse their jealousy.
Ooh-wee. Amen.
Oh, my God. This fixed sign will be possessive of their buddies and aren't so likely to understand the old saying which says abstinence makes the heart grow fonder. You'll find a wonderful friend in Taurus. So long as you don't cancel any plans at the last minute. And they say a perfect friend for a Taurus is a Pisces and a Cancer.
Oh, okay.
Wow, so Taurus, ooh, ooh, ooh. They sound like good people to have in your corner.
They are, but I guess this is, I guess you could say this about every sign in there until you step on their toe. That
yeah.
Taurus, my Taurus, oh, you just don't want to make an enemy out of her. You just don't. Because
oh.
she is
oh.
triple as mean as she is nice.
Oh, my God, I'm scared.
Or can be, you know what I'm saying? She don't like to go there, but, you know, she tried her best to be the bestest friend that she could. But when you step on the toe, watch out.
All right, Jill, the time right now is 7 minutes after seven, and you're listening to us right here. You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Show on Blake Radio on Rainbow Soul. All right, and, you know, today, like I said, our topic for discussion is actually forgiveness. You know, I was inspired for the last couple of weeks. I've been watching the Oprah, the Life Class.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've been catching that, but I tell you, I love it. Every Monday, I make sure I've had my shower and everything, and I'm ready for 8 o'clock because I'm ready for life class. You know, they actually started the lessons, the classes off with Ian Levan Zant, and then they went to, is his name Tony Robbins?
Oh, I don't know.
Tony Robbins.
Haven't been watching the show, so.
And then they went to Bishop T.D. Jakes. And this week, last week, was actually the three of them plus Deepak Chopra. And I tell you, it was amazing.
Mm.
So it was just incredible. And, you know, there's so many lessons you can learn. You're never too old to learn something.
Never. Never, ever.
And they spoke about forgiveness. And how harboring anger or hate or something that's disappointed you can actually eat away at you.
It manifests all over. It takes a toll.
Yeah.
It makes you look old. It makes you, it makes frowns in your faces that you haven't even put there yourself. You want to put your
yeah.
own frown on, but it automatically comes when you just all this hatred for what? You know, I mean, for absolutely what? You can't hold a grudge. My thing is, you can't hold a grudge with people that's doing exactly what they want to do because of whatever reason. It might have made them happy that they did it. I mean, if they did something wrong, they have to answer to it one way or another. But you got to let people die. You got to let them do what they need to do. You got to forgive them because they're doing whatever they was pleasing them at the moment. It might not please
yeah.
you. You might be hurt, but you need to go on, let it fly, and go on with your life.
Yep, that's very, 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 very true. You know, forgiveness is something which is so difficult on so many different levels. And, you know, sometimes we wait for people to come to us, to apologize to us, or they didn't apologize in the right way, or you didn't feel it was sincere enough. And sometimes you're waiting and waiting and waiting to forgive somebody, and you find that, you know, the person is not coming to you. And then you are harboring all this anger where the person has moved on with their life, even forgot about it. You know, like Oprah gave a wonderful example where she's like, you know, she had seen this person in the street coming out of Tiffany's, and she was like, you know, she was a bit upset with this person. And she saw the lady coming out, and she was laughing on her, I think she said she was laughing on her cell phone, and she flicked her hair back and jumped into her convertible Bentley and drove off and looked so happy. And then she said, I looked at that, and I'm like, that lady is just so happy, and I'm just so angry at her.
Yeah.
You know, people go on
with themselves. You know, if you want to hold on to that unhappiness, then you can do that. But, you know, also, let me just say that it takes a whole toll on your personal being.
Yes, it does.
You think in your heart that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Oh, I don't care. But yes, you do. Yes, you do. And you, if you do a little bit of soul searching, you will realize that all of this anger that you're holding inside will give you ulcers, high blood pressure, cancer. It literally tears you down to the ground.
Yeah. That's very true. Because you find that you'll be, like you said, it gives you all these different ailments. You know, you suffer from depression, which leads to something else, which leads to something else, and it's all unforgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, there's a saying that says forgiveness is accepting the fact that the past will never be different. And, you know, when I, like, really sat down and thought about this, I'm like, you know, I had to say it again and again, and I was like, wow, like, that is just such power in just those words.
Yeah.
Is accepting, forgiveness is accepting the fact that the past will never be different. You know, that's a huge...
They use it is what it is.
Yeah.
That's acceptable in this case.
Yeah. That's very, very, very. I was like, wow, that's a wonderful thing to say right there. You know, until you accept the past for whatever happened, you know, it is what it is.
But the thing to do is move on, get over it.
But you know, like I say, sometimes it's not so easy to move on. Sometimes people are like, I know, me personally speaking, I am like someone who had such difficulty in forgiving people because I feel as though I give out my 120% of myself to make sure.
Sign, sister girl, we are under the same time. If you feel like you give 120, I feel like I give 2,000. But you know
what? Shoot.
I do not hold nothing against people that got to do what they got to do. I still manage to keep a smile on my face. And some people wonder how, and then some people wonder why. But I let things go. I'm on happy side. If that makes you happy, fine, so be it. I might get upset in the beginning, but I learned to get over it real fast because I'm 56 years old, and a lot of people say I don't look like I'm 56. That's because my mom always told me an affirmation that I cannot say on radio, but I took heed into what she taught me and what she said, and that's how I am.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick music break. We're going to be right back. The time right now is 7:14, and we're talking about forgiveness.
Lady in your world, and love in each other's house.
right, Joe, we're back right here on Blake Radio, and you're listening to Rainbow Soul on the Sugar and Spice Show, and the time right now is 7:19 p.m. It is a Wednesday evening right here, and tonight we're talking about forgiveness. And, you know, forgiveness is something that many people have a very difficult time doing. And, you know, they say starting the healing process is don't wait for an apology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, often, we get very self-righteous, and that's not the way to go. And we wait for people to apologize to us, and sometimes we're waiting for such a long time that we're not realizing that that anger or that feeling that you have or that bitterness that you're actually harboring towards that person is actually eating away with you, eating away at you.
Yeah, it takes a toll on you. You have to, sometimes we have to pick our battles, but we have to know how to let it go.
Yeah.
I really have to because I'm hypertensive. I'm going to have to hurry up and let it go. Okay, that's on you. Goodbye. Because it's not in my head. Revenge is not mine. It's not mine. You know, so when people do things that they're not supposed to do, there's, you know, in the ozone, what goes around comes around. I do believe in karma.
Yeah, that's very true.
How come I can let it fly all the time?
That's very true. Another thing here is, you know, think about when the relief that you felt when you were forgiven by somebody, whether it was a loved one or not. I know, just say, like, if I did something to someone and someone came up to me and said, you know what, I forgive you for what you've done. Because in my heart of hearts, maybe I knew that that was something wrong, or maybe I had a bad day or said something out of turn, and that person came up to me and said, I forgive you for what you've done. And I felt like such a load was lifted off me.
Right, but what if you feel like you really haven't done anything for a person to really treat you in a negative sense? What if you feel like that?
If you feel like you've never done anything?
Yeah.
But obviously you can see that there's maybe there's
like
been a
strain. Nothing. It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Well, maybe, you know, you can see that there's a strain in the friendship or something is not right. I think maybe that's where you should come to the person and say, listen, what's going on between us? Like, something is not kosher here. You know, something's, I feel a different vibe from you.
That's a good way to be, but you know what? It takes special people to adhere what you have to say about a situation. Sometimes if you come to a person and you say, well, look, we need to talk about this because it just doesn't make any sense the way we're reacting. We are two old people, so we should be able to talk about things. But they get emotional and they can't accept. And what would you do in a situation like that?
Okay, so if I came to the person, if I came to the person hoping to make amends with the situation, I'm going to hope and pray that they caught one of Oprah's life classes where maybe Bishop T.D. Jakes was ministering to them and you felt convicted or something. You saw the lights going off in your, you felt the light, you saw the lights going off in your head, you heard violence playing. I'm just going to sit and pray and hope.
Yeah, but you know what? Also, again, a thing to remember about not forgiving is that you know how many muscles it takes in your whole entire face and body and everything to be angry and to put on the persona of anger. You know how you feel when you're in a happy spirit and a happy mood? It feels so good. It makes you feel like if you're a thick girl, like you lost 100 pounds because you walk lightly, your mind is free, you are happy, you're smiling, and you just want to ooze that out into the world to everybody. And then some mean souls walk up to you and say, what you so happy about? Rain on your parade. But you got it. It's better to be friendly and nice than it is to be angry and looking ugly all the time for whatever your reason is.
Yeah.
And I noticed, you know how I noticed that women does that to each other. Have you ever noticed that?
Sorry, what did you say?
That women have these feelings towards another woman, and it's not
always.
Yes.
Yes, that's very, very, very true.
Mm.
That's very true. You know, like also while I was watching this live class, there was a lady that so reminded me of herself. She's like, I get angry at people so mad, I mean so quickly, and I delete them off Facebook, I 86 them, I take them out of my telephone book. I was like, oh, my God, is that my twin auntie?
Meaning, you can 86 them out of your Facebook, out of your phone, and you can do all of that, but guess what? It's still on your mind, and it's still in your heart. It's going nowhere.
That's very true. And you know the thing is, forgiving, they say with forgiving must come forgetting. But, you know, I don't know if I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I believe that, you know, yes, you can forgive, but forgetting, no. You cannot forget it, even though you tell yourself that, you know, you're supposed to forgive and forget. Yeah, the Bible says so, whatever the case is. But, I mean, just being human, you cannot forget. And sometimes maybe you shouldn't forget, because to remind you of what could happen in circumstances.
A, that is 1,000% right.
Oh, did we agree on something?
Yes, ma'am.
We agreed on something. Oh, my God. I'm going to have a big, long glass of water after this to say cheers to you. Wow, that was a big one right there. You know, another thing they say also to do is do a symbolic act to show that you've forgiven, you know, for yourself, to free yourself.
You know, I could be the perfect salesperson for these particular cards. I think somebody should reach out, call the company, and say, Jackie is on your 1,000%. Listen, they have these cards. They are called Blue Mountain cards. Those
Here
cards.
Here she goes with Blue Mountain.
Girl, those cards, it's like the words jump out of your head and onto the card, and you can say, bam, here's the card. Read this. You know, because a friend of mine and I stopped speaking for like 5 years, but one of her New York brothers died, and I saw her on the elevator. I was going up to my apartment, and I said,
"We have 3 minutes
for your
left.
Loss." And I went and bought a Blue Mountain card that said, "I think we need to talk." And once
That's
I gave
funny.
Her that card, she read it, and when she wasn't working and I wasn't working, we got together, we talked about it, we cried together. And we are still associates. I mean, our friendship won't be like it was before the incident of us not speaking, but we are still cool. And I like that. It eases the pressure off of me.
Okay, so get Blue Mountain cards wherever you can find them. They have very good, topics, sayings, whatever the case is.
So what the occasion is, there's a Blue
All
Mountain.
Right. All right. Also, there's a book that's out that's by Bishop T.D. Jakes. It's called Let It Go. That's going to be my read for the next couple of weeks. I'm going out to this week, Saturday, and I'm purchasing this book called Let It Go because, hey, I'm big on forgiveness right now. And, you know, because like they say, forgiveness frees your soul. It frees you from so much. You feel lighter. Like Jackie said, you feel 100 pounds lighter. So forgiveness is something great and something that we should all strive to do. The time right now is 7:27. We have a few minutes left here. And I just want to leave you with these closing thoughts. It says here, forgiving others is just the mirror image of forgiving yourself. It's so important to forgive others for yourself.
That's
All right,
deep.
Joel, so that is, girl, sometimes I go deep. Sometimes these things happen, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so, hey, it's been a wonderful evening here with you guys on Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul, listening to the Sugar and Spice Show, and we hope that next week you will be back same time, same place. And we're going to be talking about something interesting again. And, hey, don't forget, it is the first week of Taurus. We're going to tell you who you're perfectly matched with. So come through. We're going to tell you a bit about your naughty self. So that's it from me, Sugar and Spice. You want to say your goodbyes?
Yeah, I'd like to say you guys have a blessed week, and we love you. And stay tuned, folks.
All right, Joel, that's it from us. Have a great, great, wonderful week.
Sugar and spice. Right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. No, girl. I want to tell the world. I found me a girl. Sweet as a sweet. That's how I feel.